T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, gentlemen, the Pirates have, well, they've sunk to last place in the division, for one thing. They have the look of a team that once, right now they're on pace for 69 wins. That's before they start to trade people, which I think we're all expecting. Colin Moran now hurt, one of their better hitters this season. Obviously, key Brian Hayes, who knows?
Brian Reynolds is banged.
Right. And you have to figure that Anderson's a lock to be traded,
he's
right?
He's great.
He's really been great. And Rich Rod.
Yeah, he actually gave up a hit and a run yesterday.
Yeah.
I watched the end of that. Did you see the end of it?
Yeah.
They were a Baez single away from blowing a 6-2 lead in the ninth. He actually gave up a run and a couple hits, first time all year.
Bob, did they finish in the 60s and wins? And is it a foregone conclusion that Tyler Anderson and Rich Rod will be? Because I happen to think, throw in Adam Frazier, that those are their top three tradable commodities.
Yeah, I thought Moran might be too, but now that may have to hold. But yeah, I agree. I think Tyler Anderson, for somebody looking at a left, you know how important left-hand pitching is. There's a shortage of it in baseball, I think. And for a team like a contending team that could utilize him, as a fifth starter, if there are injuries or whatever they want to utilize, he has been terrific. So for a $2.5 million investment, the Pirates might end up getting a nice return for that. But, yeah, there's no question. There's no reason to keep them, to be honest. After, you know, these guys are here as a fill-in. So Rich Rodriguez has been good. He's a lively arm. He has reduced the number. In fact, there are no home runs he's given up. Now, he had a little time yesterday, first and 13 outings. But I think both of those guys could at least give you something in return that can help that process.
Plus, he's a left-handed pitcher.
Yeah, you know,
those are even more in demand.
So when does that start? Like, it's rare to see big baseball trades. There have been some in May. I was looking at that today. The Dennis Eckersley trade was a May trade. There are some, but usually things heat up closer to the deadline.
July.
And, man, I don't know that I want to risk that with Tyler Anderson right now. You would be selling very high on him. Extremely injury prone, performance up and down. It's just, I'd be so tempted, Bob, the first good offer that came along to pull the trigger on that.
Yeah, and like I said, I look around baseball, I saw a lot of injuries to starting pitchers. There are staffs that are depleted already. He could be a guy that you can sell to someone right now. With a 3.03 ERA, the fact that he's gone late into games, more so than any pitcher they have, this is a time to do it. If you wait, you might get burned.
Ron, the same with Rich Rod? He's 31.
Yeah, you say there are trades occasionally, but not very many.
Not many, but you never
know. Most teams don't want to give up anything yet. They want to see if they have their own answers in-house, and they want to see how the season progresses, whether they're going to be in the hunt or not. So I would be tending to wait, I think, you know, unless you just anticipate these guys just imploding.
Don't you in one form or another, especially injury-wise?
I don't know. I don't know if Anderson can keep doing what he's doing, or Rich Rod for that matter. But it takes two to tango, Bob, and I just think it's tough this early in the season.
Well, we'll see. I mean, some teams don't want to waste time. If they feel like they have an opportunity to upgrade now to help them to avoid some losses that they might otherwise sustain, then they could make a deal now. So Rich Rodriguez is a lively arm, and I think he's shown that he has the ability to be in those high-leverage games late in games. So there's certainly a need around the league somewhere for him, I would think.
Yeah, and that one, I mean, we've seen shutdown closers, which is that's what he is right now, right? I mean, that's what the guy has become.
You know who else is unbelievable this year? Melanson.
Oh, he's been great.
Have you saw what he has done? You talk about reinventing himself. He may be the best closer in baseball, and Rich Rod might be right there with him.
Yeah, and he's 31, and I think there's a couple more years of team control. He's a very would be very enticing for teams, I would think, Rich Rod. So what about Adam Frazier? I would think that he would be pretty enticing for teams right now.
Left-handed hitter, can run, can play defense. I would think he'd be a help to some team, Bob.
Oh, there's no question. And if I had an offer, the question is, how much do you think you can get? And at this point, you might get more than if you wait. Because if you wait, history suggests that both those guys will have their trouble spots, and you may not get as much as you do now.
That's what I'm thinking, Bob. It's like a game show. It's like a game show.
Whether you buy and sell off now or wait, huh?
Exactly. That's it. That's the name of the game. What's that show called? The one where they...
Let's Make a Deal?
No, that's an oldie but a goodie. Everybody loves.
I want to be a millionaire with Howie Mandel.
Yes,
right.
Yes, where you take the money now or you go for the big one later.
Right.
You know that one, Bob, right?
Yeah. Well, Let's Make a Deal. You can take the box right here, right now, or go behind door number three.
By the way, you would have been an unbelievable game show host, and I say that in an absolutely complimentary way. You should have applied for Jeopardy. You would be an unbelievable game show host. Did you ever think about that?
I did. But I didn't know the avenue to search it. I thought I would do fine with that if I had an opportunity, but no. Who knows?
Maybe in the next life, Bob. Maybe. Although it's not too late. But right now, the Pirates. Like, he hasn't really struck gold in terms of prospects on any of his trades, and yet, I'm looking at these rankings again right now, the Pirates have quietly climbed into the top 10. It seems like just by accruing sort of decent to good prospects, not great ones, in all these trades. And, man, if it's me and it's what's the name of the show? Let's Make a Deal. What's the name of the show,
Howie
Ron?
Howie Mandel's Millionaire.
Bob, the name of the
show. I don't know the name.
Do you want to be a millionaire or something?
Deal
like
or
that?
No deal.
Deal or no deal.
That's
there
it. You go. Thank you, Horse. Horse flew in with that one. I'm making the deal now for instead of trying to go for the kill at the deadline, I'm making the deal. Maybe not now, like today, but early June. Couple more starts for Tyler Anderson. It goes this well. That's when things really do start to heat up a little bit. As we get into June, we creep toward halfway through, things like that, or at least a third of the way through. I'd be willing to settle for good. Give me good. Give me a quantity of good instead of a couple of great, because I don't think I'm going to be able to get a couple of great for any of these guys.
Even if he pitches into July like this, you're not going to get great.
Right.
You're not.
So keep building that system. In the meantime, totally different topic. I'll start with you on this one, Bob. I did hear our friend Craig Riley talking about this. Colin Moran is out. Todd Frazier has done absolutely nothing. What if Albert Pujols has no options to go play anywhere? Would you bring him in as a first baseman, a guy in your locker room, a guy people can learn from, a guy who can get some at-bats against lefties? Would you have any interest in that whatsoever?
Yes. For all the reasons you just said, what an influence he can be to get someone like that, a Hall of Fame guy, to get in here with some of these young people. I think just by virtue of his experience, that would be great for them. And the question, I think a bigger question would be, Ron, does he want to come here? He can just retire if he wants. There may be a team, you know. The fact that Moran is out, and if they find out he's out for a significant time, then there's an opening at first base. I would do that in a heartbeat. Plus, it throws a little bone at the fan base.
Yeah, and you don't have to pay him anything. You just pay him the major league minimum.
And he owns PNC Park.
And the Angels have to pay his whole contract.
Yeah.
So, you know, from that standpoint, I just don't know how much he has left.
It doesn't matter.
The less, the better, right?
Well,
he has more home runs than anyone else on the Pirates, even though he's been DFA'd or whatever.
Did you see the outfield the other day? I mean, at this point, Ron, losing is the name of the game. And if you can do it in entertaining fashion with a guy like Pujols chasing milestones and things like that, I'd go out there once just to see him. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yep.
I'd sign
him. Hall of Famer.
Would you sign him?
Amazing career. I just don't know that he wants to come here, but I would investigate it, sure.
Yeah. I'm surprised we all agree on that. I thought there might be some disagreement.
Doesn't seem to be, you know, contending teams. Nobody seems to be interested.
Yeah, I saw, I don't know.
White Sox said he's, La Russa.
No, they don't want him.
La Russa, you know, I guess had him in St. Louis, right?
And yeah. No fit, he said.
No fit here.
But Cleveland is a team that's been mentioned. And the Reds, because they just lost Joey Votto. They're a team that's been mentioned. And that wouldn't surprise me at all if it was Cincinnati, if they got him to play a little bit of first base. But I'd be on board.
The Red Legs in town tonight.
Yes, they are. Now, that, you know, that gets me a little bit depressed, Ron, because as soon as you said that, I started to flash back to those awesome series between the Reds and the Pirates when both teams were good.
It doesn't quite have that same mojo now, does it?
No, man, was that fun.
They're fighting for last place.
That gets back to the topic earlier where we said that the Penguins absolutely should be judged only on what they do in the playoffs, and they will be. And I also think it's true that really the mission here for fans, I think, is you want to be entertained over those long winter months. And those Pirates teams, you know, you get people, and the first way they sum up those Pirates teams is, all they ever did was get to a wild card. What about all the entertaining baseball
we saw?
Oh, my God,
it was tremendous.
Literally hundreds of entertaining games. That's what I want, right?
Absolutely.
And every pitch mattered.
I never bought into that, it's just the wild card. That doesn't matter. I never bought into that. I mean, you sign up for that today and take your chances, right? The summers we had here in 13, 14, 15, even in 11 and 12 for part of the summer, and then they collapsed late.
Yeah.
Still very much entertaining compared to what we're used to around here.
Give me that. And even with the Steelers, give me that. But especially in these long seasons. And I'm not saying it doesn't render the other part untrue. It is. They all deserve to be judged for what they do in the playoffs. But I want to be entertained. I want to, like we go home tonight and it feels like the Pirates are already out of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I want to go home every night in July and August and have that be the soundtrack to my summer. No matter what time I get home from a daughter's softball game at 9 o'clock. I still got 3 innings left of the Pirates game. You know, I have to watch it. I want to watch it. Every pitch is big.
Not anymore.
Sign me up.
Not right now.
Sign me up. All right, there's breaking news here that I'm going to get to next. Big breaking news involving the Pitt basketball program. Tell you what it is next on Cook and Joe and Bob.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.